1 Corinthians 12, all right, and the third verse. Wherefore I give you to understand,
amen,
that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
You don't know nothing about it.
That's right.
Until you've received the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You say, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
That's,
if you don't, you can't even call Him the Lord.
Right.
Because He's not Lord. He's a historical being that you by faith have accepted. But when He's come into you by the Holy Ghost, He is your Lord. No man can call Jesus Lord only by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Until you are born of the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost is in you, then if you are, you're born into this kingdom and you're part of the church. You're the called out ones then. You see it? All right. Now, can life come out of a corn except that corn have life in it? If a grain of corn is put in the ground, one is germatized and the other is not germatized. The one that's not germatized, can it live again?
No.
Not by no means is nothing in it. Although, materially, it'll make just as good a cornflakes as the other one will. It'll make just as good a cornbread as the other one will. It'll look just as good on the shelf as the other one will. But if it hasn't got life into it, it cannot rise again.
Amen.
A man that's a good man can be just as good church member as a Christian. A man that's a good man can be just as good a citizen as a Christian. A good man, moral man. But when he dies, that's it. Unless he's born again of the Spirit of God, because everything that had a beginning has an end. God is the only thing that's eternal. Therefore, we are a part of God by receiving His life. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. The Greek word there is zoe, means God's own life. And the only way that you can ever live again is to have eternal life, which is God's life, because your life will perish. But His life will be raised up again because God is eternal. And you've got eternal life and can more die than God can die. He that believeth on me has eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day.
Amen.
Raise him up again. The eternal life that's in him will raise him up. Now, can we get into heaven without being in the church? You can't be in the church until you're born again. You can't go to heaven until you're born again. If you're born again, you're in the church.
Amen.
So you can't go to heaven until you're a member of this church. And you can't be a member until you're born into it.
Amen.
And now let me smother you a little. And you can't be a member unless God has called you to be a member. Now, how happy you ought to be for that. For you were predestinated before the foundation of the world, and your names was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the church book, before the foundation of the world.
Amen.